This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A survey from CU's Leeds School of Business shows Colorado's business leaders are feeling pessimistic. And CU's economists just cut their forecast for the state's job growth. Richard Wobekind is a senior economist at CU.
I guess you could say it's slowing a little bit more than anticipated.
Colorado's unemployment rate is at a historic low, but job growth in the state is lagging compared to the rest of the U.S. Colorado will once again be part of Super Tuesday. Governor Jared Polis and other leaders say Colorado's presidential primaries will take place March 5th, 2024. That means Colorado voters can expect lots of campaign mail and advertising from the more than a dozen candidates so far that have entered the presidential race. Manitou Springs officials have lifted water restrictions for residents. The city announced its water is back to healthy levels at the Mesa storage tank. This was the second time this summer that water restrictions were issued in Manitou Springs. Officials cited excessive sediment in the main water supply as the reason on both occasions. Meanwhile, further north, the lead prosecutor in Jefferson County is asking the state for help investigating the Edgewater Police Department. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Jeffco District Attorney Alexis King says that in investigating a former Edgewater Police Department officer, she discovered 5 years of misconduct and incidents in which officers there violated citizens' constitutional rights. She's asked State Attorney General Phil Weiser's office for a patterns and practices investigation into wrongdoing. Edgewater has a new police chief, and the alleged misconduct happened before he took over. He says he's committed to cooperating and helping the agency get on better footing. Weiser's office said they'll take the request into consideration. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.